Time now to get the latest news. We do that with Darcy McDonald from Fox Sports. She's the number one seed when it comes to NRL reporting. She's on the line. G'day, Darcy.
Hello, Jimmy. How you going?
Oh, I'm really well. What about for you? You might have a Bulldogs bent on this, but is there an individual that changed a franchise in your mind, a team?
Well, I'm going to talk about someone who went and left the Bulldogs, Jonathan Thurston going to the Cowboys.
Oh.
Not so much when he was young and when he joined them, but I think over time, because now when I think of the Cowboys, I think of Jonathan Thurston. That's the first player that comes to mind. He achieved so much success there, and he's the heart and soul of the Cowboys now.
Ah, that's a very good point. Very good point. Interesting there, the parallels with Latrell Mitchell too. He has great success at a club, wins a premiership, in fact a couple. Then he goes to another club and the leader emerges. And the thing I find interesting around this, Darcy, and we talk about Penrith and how they're going to stop him and all that sort of stuff. He's 24. He's just getting started, Latrell.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it? And like you said, he's already won couple of premierships and has come close. He wasn't playing last year, but this year is coming close to potentially winning one. And yeah, he's transformed as a player. He was a centre at the Roosters. Now he's a fullback, and he's relishing that role, and he's relishing being that leader and that superstar. I feel like as well, he's starting to accept that he is a superstar of the game. He plays games with the media sometimes. Yeah. Like he's starting to really feel comfortable in that role. And yeah, 24, that's just, it's mental, isn't it? Because he's got another 8 years.
Yes.
In him.
Yes.
Hopefully. Hopefully he stays in the NRL. So imagine what he's going to be like in, say, his prime, say, 28, 29. Yeah, the sky's the limit for him.
Exactly right. Haven't seen the best of him yet, I wouldn't have thought. What about the injury concerns there at the Rabbitohs? Do we have an update on that? We make a presumption they're all going to be named on Team List Tuesday. Yeah. Jai Arrow, Saliva Havili and Alex Johnston.
Yeah, well, I assume they'll all be named. And then obviously they'll have to get through captain's run and to pass their final fitness checks. But by all reports, Jai Arrow and Saliva Havili are every chance of playing. And then Alex Johnston, he's got that hip flexor injury and it's touch and go for him.
Yep.
He's on a lot of pain medication and I think he can't get an injection there because of just where it's located and its muscle and whatnot. So, but at the same time, I expect him to play.
Yep.
It's not a regular round game. This is all or nothing. Get him out there. And I think he'll be doing everything he possibly can to play. I don't think he'll take no for an answer. He'll get out there and then deal with the repercussions next week if there is a next week.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right, because there may not be a next week. What about a next week for Jake Arthur? Again, we make the presumption he'll be in the 17. I'd be strange if he wasn't in the 17 now, whether you agree with that or not. But it would seem that he becomes a focal point in this team just because of his surname, not necessarily about what he does. And I don't know, it makes it challenging for certainly the Parramatta fans, the Blue and Gold Army, to look past that, especially if they were to lose this week.
Yeah, it's a really tough situation because I don't know many other teams that carry a specialist halfback on their bench. And it's one of those situations where if Mitchell Moses was carrying like a calf injury or something like that, you can make sense of it because it could go down at any moment. But his concern has been head knocks and they're an invisible injury. And you can't, in my mind, I'm not a NRL coach, but if I was a coach, I wouldn't be picking my team based on what ifs.
Yeah.
What if this player suffers a head knock. You can't play a game like that. But in saying that, they were kind of vindicated last week because Mitchell Moses did cop a head knock.
Yeah.
And there was a like-for-like replacement. But then again, they were never at risk of losing that game. So it's a bit of it's a really tough situation. Brad Arthur must think it's the best thing to do for the team. Otherwise, he wouldn't take that gamble in a high-stakes game and he wouldn't put his son in a position or himself in a position to cop unnecessary criticism unless he thought this is what the team needs. So we'll see. But I actually think it opens up the conversation and puts a spotlight on their recruitment for next season. I think there's a real opportunity here that they need to actually go to market or, find one from within their system, a genuine bench utility, not someone that's just a specialist halfback. Maybe they used to have a player, Will Smith, who can cover the halves, fullback, hooker, outside backs, a player like that where he's not a specialist, but he can cover and do a very good job in multiple roles, because clearly they think they're fine with three forwards on the bench, and there's that fourth spot that they can tinker with and play with, and they can afford to have Jake on the bench and not play him. So I think there's an opportunity there to get a real genuine, and with Josh Hodgson coming to the club and, dare I say, coming off an ACL injury, not potentially being able to play 80 minutes, I would say maybe another hooker.
Yeah, you know what? That's really interesting, because as soon as you started talking about that, I thought, wow, what a really good point. And Josh Hodgson solves your halfback issue. Because he can play that halfback role. He can play 9, he can play 13, he can play 7 as well. So that will be a very interesting change. But as you say, the big question mark around that is off an ACL and the age of Josh Hodgson. So is it all set up? I get the sense it's all set up for the Panthers and the Cowboys. Is that the way you see this weekend?
I don't know. I actually think the Eels are a champ. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I like what I've seen from them. I know last year they didn't have that success. They didn't get through the semis, but I liked what I saw from them against the Panthers last year.
Yes.
They really stuck it to them. And then I liked what I've seen from them. Not the first week, but last week in the finals. So I think it's now or never. And I think maybe internally they wouldn't say that, but they might think that too with a few players moving on. And the Cowboys, how many of those players have finals experience? Not many. I think the Eagles are a chance. And I personally, because I live in Western Sydney, would love a Panthers Eagles grand final, just so I can be in the heart of it.
Oh, yeah, you would be right in the heart.
Selfishly.
Hey, I'd imagine, are you covering the knock-on effect grand final, the New South Wales Cup, Panthers v Bulldogs? You're in the heart of that too.
I am in the heart of that. No, so it's not being televised. I think there might be a bit of a scheduling clash because the NRLW semis are on at the same time in Brisbane. I know. So, but I'm hoping to get out there because, yes, my dog is, the only bit of success we can get this year. But and they completely shocked everyone to beat Newtown by 2 points in Newtown with a minor premiers to get through to the grand final. It's going to be a huge game.
Massive game. And the Panthers, they're... success through their juniors and into their senior sides now. It's just incredible. You sound like you've got a bit of a cold, Das.
I do. I do have a cold. I did sideline on the weekend and my voice was absolutely straining. And now it's just, I sound like Darren Lockyer at the moment.
Well, what a great finals player he was. So there you go. You're in form. Hey, you get well. Enjoy your weekend of footy and we'll speak to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Jimmy. Chat to you then.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.